Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
I met the cartoonist for the Syndicate cartoon, Scary Gary.
Scary Gary?
At the festival.
Not familiar.
Yeah, we don't get the Sunday papers. I've seen this at my parents' house, because mm-hmm. they still do. If I'm remembering correctly, it's like a vampire.
Sunday papers?
Yeah, this guy. Physical newspapers.
Who does this?
This cartoonist?
No, who does physical newspapers anymore?
The generation above us and boomers.
That is not one of the ones that I read.
No, it's a newer one, but it's a funny one. Like, I enjoy creepy things, so it did, of course, stand out to me.
I mean...
But it was cool to meet someone who does that for a living.
When the Sunday paper, or any paper, stopped running Calvin and Hobbes...
It was dead to you?
Well... Not like I did actually like read the comics in the papers for a while through high school,
mm-hmm.
at least. But I really kind of was clinging to stuff, like just trying to find one to hang on to continue this like sort of ritual. So I read Foxtrot.
I was gonna say Foxtrot didn't do it for you.
Foxtrot did it for me sometimes. The one about the teenagers.
There's a few.
Yeah.
The guy. And he plays the guitar, and his friend has piercings.
Yeah. What the hell was that called? Zits.
Zits.
Yeah.
That was all right. Non sequitur was okay.
Seems about right.
The one with the girl, and she was, like, kind of goth and...
Nancy.
Nah. Right. What's... Nancy?
Kathy. Wait, no, it can't be Kathy.
No, Kathy's
it
the...
It is Kathy.
Kathy was the... kind of goth.
Yeah, Kathy's the goth one, and she had, like, the skull friend.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's and not they... Kathy, though, because she's middle-aged and talks about chocolate
no,
and
I'm,
menopause.
I'm positive about it. And then they had, like, these kind of, like, really surreal adventures
mm-hmm.
where they'd go to, like, sort of quasi-magical places.
Are you sure you're not still talking about non sequitur?
It's Kathy. Look, okay. It's Kathy.
Okay. I believe
Kathy,
you.
Kathy is a cartoon that is 99% subtext.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. and 1% just what
surface
you see
level.
On the surface. You know what's a bad cartoon? I've said this before. Pluggers.
Are you going to make...
Pluggers is a bad comic.
I could get behind that. I didn't know if you were about to make a controversial statement, but I think most people can rally around that.
I don't know how many people are like diehard Plugger fans.
I couldn't get into a Boondocks, and a Family Circus is just a travesty.
Boondocks, you say? Yeah.
I didn't like their art style, and I could not keep up with it.
Show has some good stuff in it, like the TV show, the Boondocks.
Oh, okay.
The Family Circus is better when you put Lovecraft quotes. Instead of the regular captions.
Agreed. Also, that one time that they accidentally mixed up the Far Side caption with the Family Circus caption, which is memorialized in one of the Far Side books because Gary Larson,
mm-hmm.
he was real into the idea of that. It's like, I think it improves both comics.
Quite frankly.
Far Side is a good comic.
It was. I don't think it ever ran in our newspaper, but... I did read all of the books that my dad had.
So there you go. There's some funny and not funny stuff that you can read.
The only good thing about Family Circus is that Bill Keen gave birth to Glenn Keen.
Yes.
The Disney animator.
I'll take your word for it.
He made Tarzan.
Yeah.
And the Beast.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, lead with the other one.
Tarzan, if you have 3 seconds to impress me, guy who made Tarzan is...
That dude moves real cool.
He does. I'd give you
style.
A glance. I'd glance back into the elevator as I was leaving, but I don't think I'd stop.
Just like a wistful memory of a conversation
like,
earlier that
honestly,
day.
when you say Tarzan was good, what I hear is that one song by NSYNC was
mm-hmm.
good. Like, those are synonymous.
Sure. Trash in the Camp.
Did they make more of that movie, or was it just that song?
I think it was just a 2.5 hour
music video. Like Frozen.
For Rosie O'Donnell and NSYNC.
You know what's really fun? When you're working aftercare at a camp, and like this one 5-year-old has snuck in because parents lie about the ages all the time. And you're looking through your movie options, and they're not, parents just lie like about
their
kids.
They're sneaking them into the military?
That's a fun concept, isn't it?
That they, I mean, we've had parents like yell at their kids for giving us their real age, because those kids know exactly how old they are.
Oh, yeah, they're proud of it.
They're very proud, and they're very happy to announce it to anybody. But when a parent is just like, I need a place to dump this kid for the week so I can
go
to work.
And this place says 7+. I cannot wait 2 years.
Is it?
I do not have 2 years in me.
So they will like make up the age and like get their kid in trouble if the kid says their real age in front of us. But yeah, they sneak a 5-year-old in. You're looking through your already limited box of movies, which includes a Brazilian animation studio knockoff of The Princess and the Frog.
Just play that one every day.
I played it for my teens because they were the ones who would appreciate it for what it is. Like, we had a good time that one lunch break.
They seem like good people.
Yeah, that's a good group. So I'm looking for something rated G.
Yeah.
Tarzan is rated G.
Yeah.
That's got a super high body count in the first song. First 2 minutes of the movie, you see a baby gorilla get eaten by a jaguar. You see a ship.
That's just nature.
You see a ship sink, and the implication that all the people on that ship died except for this family.
Still nature.
This one family got the only lifeboat on the whole ship.
The Tarzans.
Yeah.
The Tarzans did?
Yeah. Yes.
I remember a lot about the Tarzan story.
That's what's on their mailbox outside of their treehouse.
Honestly.
Is Mr. and Mrs. Tarzans.
That could be true, for all I know.
And then the parents get murdered by the jaguar. And that's all in the first 2 minutes of this movie. And I put this on like, and this kid is terrified the whole time.
I would say that's also nature.
But Phil Collins.
I mean, yes. Good
Phil Collins
soundtrack
what?
To all
singing.
The death. He sings beautifully
drumming.
Over the many deaths in
sure.
the first 2 minutes of this film. Later, you see a silhouette of a man hanging.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it in the NSYNC song? I only remember the NSYNC song. And that shot in the trailer where he like zooms out of the jungle and gets real close to the camera. That's it.
And Newman is there.
Yeah.
As an elephant.
I'm going to go on record again. I'm going to make two statements on the record about Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
One is Phil Collins is a very good musician. He's done a lot of great work. The song, Can You Feel It Coming in the Air Tonight,
yeah.
is not one of the good songs.
No matter, like, most people would disagree with you on that one.
I know. I've said it on this show before, and I maintain that it's a slow song that goes nowhere.
So you like Strangers Like Me from the hit Disney film Tarzan.
There's a lot of good Phil Collins stuff, including his work with Genesis.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, good stuff.
Peter Gabriel, my personal spirit guide.
Peter Gabriel
that's,
whispers advice to Gordy in his
that
sleep.
That song is just not good. It starts slow, and the middle slow, and the ending is slow.
But there's drums.
Again, my quote,
yeah,
exactly.
Who's the drummer for Phil Collins? Because I think that guy's carrying it. Or does Phil Collins accompany himself on drums?
I believe it's that.
He is a drummer,
okay.
So that might well be the case. My quote, exactly, I believe, is 8 seconds of pretty slow drums. that's what that song has in the middle of it. If you want good drumming, there are so many songs you can go to.
It's really
to.
What it should be called.
Yeah. I should check in with Peter Gabriel. What happened to that bit about Sunday comics? That was pretty good.
Just us naming comics that we knew?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Beetle Bailey.
That one's okay.
Do they
Garf.
Still...
Bad.
Got bad. Got real bad. Maybe it was always bad.
Jim Davis
Go
said...
Go and read the first one. It was always bad.
Jim Davis said that he created Garfield because it was extremely marketable.
He was
like,
not wrong.
Like, he was set to cash in on that from the start. There was no muse involved in that process. I believe the person who writes Pluggers sincerely believes in like the mission statement of Pluggers.
That they're making art.
That is not true of Jim Davis.
No. he is aware of what he's doing, which is owning a ranch because of an orange cat he drew.
However you gotta get there. I mean, there are worse ways. Worse ways to get a ranch. You don't want that ranch.
Do I not?
Have you seen that ranch?
No.
It's covered in Garfield shit.
It's, well, not...
It's a hellscape.
Not once I get it.
Yeah, you can redecorate, Tyler. You don't have to just move into the last person's stuff.
I think it's designed to look like Garfield.
Oh, that's too bad.
Like, that's, from a plane, it's Garfield's face.
That is pretty good, like, anti-theft technology. If you're willing to live with it, it's just Garfield's on everything.
If you're not proud of the thing, why would you live on it?
If I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like, I would, if I was going to take that route, and I don't know that I could. I don't know, I might, if the opportunity presented itself. I don't know that I want to sit in a home that reminded me every day of my selling out.
That you sold out hard.
Right, like, I'd want to do all the things that I've always wanted to create, living off of my orange cat fat stacks.
Look, sometimes, if you...
I mean, he doesn't... Like, he does whatever he wants. He has...
Which is what?
I don't know. I've not asked. But he doesn't draw the strip anymore.
Because I was going to say...
There's a documentary of the ranch, and he's just got artists in there working on Cintiqs, drawing fucking Garfield, like, day in and day out.
If you create Garfield...
Does he even pay them?
And you make a lot of money, and you use that to go do the things that you really wanted to do, I would say that is sometimes a necessary step that you need to take. If you create Garfield, make a lot of money, and then you just say, like, you know what? I'm good. I'm gonna stop it right there. That's not the best. There's not a lot of artistic integrity to that. If you need, like, a commercial success, you can do the stuff. That's just part of it.
Yeah, like, I don't think I would ever stop drawing just because I hit upon a particular character that shot me into space as far as...
You wouldn't...
But what if you were a really old man and lived in Indiana?
You wouldn't...
I would question a lot of my choices. Gordy, make us funny in editing. I feel like we've lost our joy and spark. We need to do something to bring that back. We should go see something and do something. We should take a podcast retreat.
To Japan.
Sure, to wherever, really. To not Georgia.
Yes.
I think we need to go to not Georgia for a little bit.
I'm never leaving Georgia again.
Well, you don't travel by plane, right?
I don't like travel at all.
I kind
of dread going anywhere ever.
It's
what if
a
we
hassle.
Toss you in the back of the car with a switch?
Can I hire a crew of people to just build different sets around me?
Yes.
As if I have gone somewhere.
Yes.
Like, when I need to go to the groceries, can I just hire some contractors to build, like, a cereal aisle near me? And, like, then they can tear it down, and they can build an office space near me, and I can pretend I'm working.
You can do that.
I think you need to create a Garfield first.
You might need Garfield money to do it.
Well, let's brainstorm.
All right, so what's...
Orange cat has been done.
Right,
can
we can't...
You, all right.
Now, we have a black cat as
no
inspirational
cats.
Muse.
I think cat has been done. We need something else.
Okay. Possums.
Squid.
Possums are super hot right now.
Why are they hot?
Does it have to be an animal?
Because people are into, like, the whole I'm trash, being trash thing at
the
mall.
They like raccoons better than possums.
Oh, why the two of them are pretty equally popular.
Why are people into being trash?
It's that whole, like, neo-Dadaist movement that our generation, the one following us, is leaning hard into.
What if you play counter to it? You're like, you know what? You're not trash. You're great. What's the thing for that?
A possum in a flower crown is
Peter,
what I've seen.
You're talking about Peter Gabriel again. We did that.
Well, the thing about animals is that they are super marketable because anyone can see themselves in an animal, where if you get, like, a people character, it's a little harder to connect to, unless you happen to look like that people character or have all the personality traits in common.
Plant, mineral, vegetable, germs, Osmosis Jones. It's Osmosis Jones.
But we can't do that because somebody did it.
Yeah, and it wasn't nearly as marketable as Garfield.
Right.
They're
maybe
not living on
maybe
an osmosis ranch.
Because they didn't do it good enough. Somebody with a vision needs to come along and do an osmosis Williams. Not Jones. That's copyrighted.
Mitosis Williams.
Mitosis Williams, the cell splitter. Almost like, said cell fucker. That's probably not good.
He's like Bob the Builder. It's like, can we split it?
What if you just take every kid's show and layer them on top of each other and play them at the same time?
I've been trying to do that my whole life.
Just layer them?
Yeah.
Absorb them all at once?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mitosis Williams, the splitter friendship is a tank engine.
Like a...
friendship... Hold on. I'm into that. Friendship is a tank engine.
Now, not a train. I do want it to be like a military Abrams tank or something.
Of course.
Takes place in...
Mitosis Williams, friendship is a howitzer.
My best friend is a howitzer. One is a howitzer cannon. The other is a cell.
I think we're onto something now. A Sunday paper about a bright blue howitzer who loves Wednesdays.
Loves Wednesdays. Very positive. His best friend, the cell, is multiplying to infinity and he cannot fathom it.
The tank's best friend is a cell.
And it's about the adventures they go on together in the North African desert in World War II.
His catchphrase is hump day, crunk day.
Because people are really into Erwin Rommel.
This I know.
Just
people who read the newspaper.
Yeah. If you read the newspaper, you're almost definitely into Erwin Rommel, the desert fox. And there's your animal angle.
Happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.